Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. Amidst the desolation of once vibrant landscapes, the specter of water scarcity rears its head, a stern edict of nature's wrath on an unwary civilization. No longer the stuff of cautionary tales, the dire absence of this most vital resource engraves its mark on every aspect of life. From the withered crops on arid farms to the parched throats of the masses, the narrative of water scarcity unfolds like an elegy to the earth's anguish. Cities, mere skeletons of their former prosperity, gasp for the lifeblood of moisture, their fountains and rivers nothing but memories etched in stone. High-rise rooftops that once glittered under a benevolent sun now harbor black markets, where a droplet's value outstrips that of gold. Stories abound of families torn asunder, a mother's tears blending indiscernibly with the scarce rain, as they send their young on perilous journeys across barren landscapes. What they seek is the myth of a verdant oasis, rumored to exist beyond the horizon. Yet the reality bites hard. Such havens are few, locked away by those who hold power, their gates guarded with avarice. The past our articles have sketched the unforgiving picture of subterranean drought and rivers gasping for a reprieve. Narratives that once seemed distant are now the everyday plight. In this bleak terrain, hydro raiders are not mere outlaws, but survivalists playing the hand they're dealt by a world that gambled its future for fleeting wealth. Existing in the cracks of society, they serve as stark reminders of the anarchy lying in wait just beneath the veneer of order. Furthermore, the failed promise of technological deliverance looms over our heads. Every crackling broadcast of rain machines sputtering out their last whispers is a requiem for salvation that never came. Governments, corporations, and eco-terrorists alike grapple in the dark for solutions. But as the land dries, so too does hope. Through a kaleidoscope of suffering and ecological treachery, the ties that bind communities unravel. An unwritten social contract torn to shreds as the distinction between haves and have-nots is sharpened by the edge of water scarcity. H2O, once the symbol of sustenance and purity, now casts a shadow of division and strife. To quench the unyielding thirst, some turn to the mirage of science, extracting water from thin air, a bandage over the gaping wound of an ecosystem betrayed. Their mechanisms hum in the dead of night, not unlike the ostentatious processions of past ages, promising relief, delivering but a drop in the ever-widening ocean of need. Artists capture the desolation, their brushes dipped in the muted tones of desiccation, while poets lament in verse, recounting the dirges of rivers that once bore civilizations upon their backs. All the while, the earth whispers a cautionary tale of hubris and neglect, a story written in the dust of dry riverbeds and the silence of abandoned wells. The narrative of water scarcity is a tapestry of woe and warning, an unforgiving testament to humanity's fraught relationship with its blue planet. As we close this chapter in our somber recount, let us not forget that this tale is not just ink on paper. It is the living, aching truth of a world teetering on the precipice of an unquenchable thirst.